You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're going to focus really on two psukim. The final two psukim of Kapitel Kuf Mem Zayin, the second in the series of Hallelukas, following on the heels of Ashrei, perhaps to bring out a very important yesod for Yiddishkeit in general, and helping us understand the conclusion of the Kapitel Hallelukah, Ki Tov Zomer Elokeinu, that we started discussing last week. So we turn to the end, the last Pesukim, and we read, David HaMelech tells us, as we know, Api Ruach HaKodesh, as Onachon points out, and Likutei Maran, Remendel Kaplan, Remendel in his wisdom, every word of Tehillim, Api Ruach HaKodesh, so David HaMelech declares as follows, Magid Devor of Yaakov, HaKodesh Baruch Hu declares his word to Yaakov, Chukov, Mishpatim, the Yisrael, and the statute, and the laws, those that are readily and more easily understood to Klai Yisrael. But the laws guy, he did not do so to any other nation of the world. The Mishpatim by Yedom, his laws were not informed. The guy were not informed of those Mishpatim. Hallelujah, Mamela Zog David HaMelech. Let's use this as a means of giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So with Siyanta and Ishmael, let's try and break apart these two psukim piecemeal and figure out exactly what David HaMelech wants to convey. Obviously, all within the perspective of Chazal, as we'll see in various Gemaras. So David HaMelech began Magid Devar of Yaakov. First thing we see is L'chaira David HaMelech is remarking on something of the past. He's going back to Maimon Har Sinai. And if that's the case, that David is going back to Maimon Har Sinai, then why is it the Lashon Hova? Why the present tense Magid? Then Hashem is speaking. It should be Higid Devar of Yaakov asks the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes writes in Parshas Hazinu, L'chaira it's an obvious diuk. Why the present tense that Hashem is continuously speaking? So commenting on a pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, the Sfas Emes writes as follows. Ha'inyan ki atoris pareshes lefi hachonas liban shel Yisrael. An individual will only understand the Torah insofar as how much you prepare to accept, to receive, and to understand the Torah. T'chsiv, as our pasuk states, Magid Devar of Yaakov, v'lo k'siv higid. It doesn't say the proper, the expected tense that Hashem was higid. Hashem told us something in past history. Ella, why the usage? Why invoking the present tense? Rak b'chol eis k'fi yegiyas b'nei Yisrael b'divrei Torah. Every moment, in accordance with how much you toil in the words of Torah, misravchin u'mizgalin hadavarim. Then you create a certain breath, you reveal certain secret parts, and that's something miyuchot to Bnei Yisrael. And that's only shayach to Bnei Yisrael, this continuous matan Torah, dehainu, when it comes to the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach Lamashal, they also have a chelik in Torah. The Torah that was given to the nations of the world, Hashem gave them the Torah, and that's it. Hashem is not continuously giving it to them. He's not continuously speaking it out to them. So you need a leif tar. It's all going to be though based on how much Achana writes this SMS. That's how much you're going to receive. So everything changes. If today you're a big tzaddik, you'll be makabel more. If tomorrow you're not, Hashem is not the pshat. Oh, I was making. I had a great day last week, so I got the Torah. Now it's all good, and now I could change. No, Hashem is constantly Magid Devar of Yaakov, and it's Magid Devar of Kol Bnei Yaakov, to every single member of the Jewish people, all in accordance with your Madrega as what you're holding on right then and there. And perhaps we could add on to the Sfas Emes, the Shemi Shmuel, because the Shemi Shmuel writes and Parsha Shoftim. The Gemara tells us at the end of Malkus Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Dorash Rabbi Simlai, Torah Tzivah on Moshe. How many mitzvahs, how many commandments were we given? Torah Gematria 611. And then the Gemara says, how do you go from 611 to 613? That Anochi V'lo Yilcham Epia Gevura Shamanim. Those we heard from Hashem Yisbarach. So we know that's how we get the number 613. This one line in Chazal, we've suggested many times, the Gematria Kirabi Simlai equals exactly 613. It's in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Simlai that we know the number 613. So now if you were writing the Gemara, Torah Tziva Lana Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us Torah Gematria 611. Anochi V'lo Yilcha, we heard from whom? We heard directly from Hashem. That's the Pasuk in Shir Shirim, Parakala Pasuk Beis, Yishakeni Minashikos Pihu. We heard them from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Tovim Nodecha Mayayin. We heard what? We got two Nishikos. The Nishika, the kiss of Anochi, coupled with the kiss of V'lo Yilcha. We got two kisses from Hashem Yizbarach. That's Yishakeni Minashikos Pihu. So what's the idea of Mipia Gevura Shaman? We heard them from the Gevura. Say we heard them from Hashem. We heard them from Elohim. And what's going on over here? Mipia Gevura writes the Shem Yishmuel. And Parsha Shoftim, what is Gevura? Ezo Gibra Kovish is Yitzra. Gevura is intertwined with Midas Adin. Midas Adin says what? You get exactly what you asked for. You get exactly what you prepared for. Don't think Matan Torah is going to be this grandiose gift. Oh, everyone gets it gratis and you get it on the highest Madrigas. Granted, Hashem gave us the greatest Matana, the greatest present in the history of the world. But how are you going to chop the Torah? How are you going to absorb it? What level of the Torah? The Arizal used to take, now we know about his 3-hour nap on Shabbos afternoon. And in that 3 hours, he was makabel more than we can be makabel in a lifetime. But not only that, the Arizal used to take a nap during Shalosh Shudas for 2 minutes. For 2 minutes, he would close his eyes, put his head down during Shalosh Shudas. During Shalosh Shudas, they srotzen. And he would wake up and he told Chaim Vital, I was just privy to more Torah that if I were to explain to you what was revealed to me in those 2 minutes, it would take me 70 years just to tell you what was revealed to me in those 2 minutes. And now again, how do you understand that? It's not just Kafi the Madrega of the Arizal. It's also the idea that when your neshama leaves the guf, you can absorb things that are way beyond human comprehension. A person's neshama, when it leaves after 120, and one split second, you could hop the entire history of the world. And 1 second, once your neshama leaves its the binds of the guf, once it's not tied down anymore, then it's just like the Gemara Nida, Lamed Amud Beis. It used to see me olam, me tchilas olam ansofo. See the world. There are no restrictions, there are no limitations. And that's the idea of the soul. So once his soul left, he was able to absorb in 2 minutes stuff that it would take him 70 years just to say over. And that's how fast the Torah gets. The same way, we said the story about the Baron Kelder. Byron Keller, when he was Rosh Hashiva in Slotsk, so, and Kletsk, when he was, thank you, when he was Rosh Hashiva in Kletsk. So what happened? One day he threw out a shear. He threw out a kasha. Rabbi Aaron Keller threw out a kasha, and nobody knew the answer, and even he couldn't come up with the answer. So he went to sleep that night, and that night, a gevir who supported the yeshiva for many years revealed himself to Rabbi Aaron Keller, and he told him the answer to his kasha. Here's Rabbi Aaron Keller, the Rosh Yeshiva. He didn't know the answer, and now this gevir came and revealed to him the answer. So in the dream, Rabbi Aaron turned to him, and he says, Rabbi Yid, he says, I don't understand, you didn't learn that much Torah in your lifetime. How is it shaykh that Rabbi Aaron, here the Rosh Yeshiva, he says, me, I learned so much Torah, I didn't know the answer, and you know the answer. So Rabbi Aaron, you always told me that if I support the yeshiva, are they going to give me Torah and Gan Eden? And then Yisachar Zvulun, and we split it, Smachlegis, whether you split it 50-50, whether you split it 100-100, but either way, you get the Torah. So Rabbi Aaron said, I knew you get the Torah, but I didn't think you'd get it that fast. It was right after the Shiva that they gave it to you that fast. Teretz is, it only takes an instant to chop all that Torah. When it totally leaves this world, it's a whole different ballgame.
Why Dafka during Shalosh Shudas, if Shalosh Shudas is Rabban de Rabban, why would you go to sleep and miss out on that?
Excellent. Excellent. I had the same kasha, but the Teretz L'chor is Pashut. And the same way that the Magen Avraham says that why do we have the minute to stay up all night on Shavuos night? We stay up all night to be Mesakin because the Medrash says that the Jews went to sleep. Does that make sense that the Jews went to sleep? How could the Jews go to sleep the night of Matan Torah? Even if you didn't really understand or appreciate Matan Torah, is it shayat that you would go to sleep? There's still an anticipation. There's still a wonder, a childish wonder and amazement. How is it shayat to go to sleep? And you know what? You'll tell me, okay, they were tired. Look, they were journeying in the desert. They were already settled there for a couple of days. They already had the time. They already finished the traveling. They had plenty of time to recoup and replenish the number. Let's ask a bigger kasha. We're talking about.
I'll take your leash, they were exhausted.
So let's take the numbers of the Jewish people. What are we talking about? 2 to 3 million people approximately. Going with the Sheet of HaChamushim, all of B'nai Yisrael Me'eretz Yisrael, talking about 2 to 3 million people. And now, when was the last time you slept in a home, and now one person woke up in the middle of the night? When was the last time in camp? In camp, now let's expand it. So you're sleeping in a bunk, well, let's say 15 to 20, and now one person wakes up? How about the entire camp? Somebody is always up in the entire camp. How about the 2-3 million people? I'm sure there were babies that were crying. I understand once Matan Torah began, then there wasn't a peace. That's it. Then the world was silent. But until the time you're talking about thousands upon thousands of babies that must have been crying, and nobody woke up. And if we knew that it was Matan Torah and we made a mistake as we fell asleep, I'm sure we have plenty of. There must have been yechidim who didn't go to sleep. And even if there weren't, there are always yechidim who wake up in the middle of the night, sleep insomnia, sleep apnea. That's when it has to go to the bathroom. This one has to get a drink. Someone's always waking up in the night. So, go wake everybody up. What's going on here? Atzeret is poshut. They bedafka, right? So tzadik kohen and pritzadik and shavuos, and they bedafka went to sleep. So yes, people woke up and they went right back to sleep. Why? Because they knew what's matan Torah. We have no shaychus to the Torah. When our neshama is attached to the goof, we have no shaychus to it. The only way it's even fathomable, it's even conceivable that we could absorb to be collate anything from the Torah. It must be that we have to allow our neshamas to divorce themselves from the goof, from the constrictions and limitations of the physical aspect and component of mankind. And only once we separate ourselves from those bonds and restrictions, then we can be collate the Torah. We have to leave to be collate something sickly, something solely, purely intellectual. Our neshama has to leave. Right? So tzadik ha-kohen and pre-tzadik, the first maimon shavuos, he argues with the Magen Avraham, we don't have to be mesakein anything. We didn't do a mistake. Amana, we went to sleep. We went to sleep at Kavana, that we have to shut down our goof, that we have no taivus gufonios, no physical needs, wants, lusts, or greeds. We're only here to receive the Torah. And we thought, mistakenly so, that the only way we could have a shaychus to the Torah is by leaving this world. In fact, let's go to the famous Gemara on Shabbos Peches Amud Beis. The Baal Chayel Yon, a question Hashem's decision to give the Torah to mankind. Ma'enos kisis kareno. Hashem says, okay, Moshe, you answer them. So what does Moshe say? What? You don't have kibud av aim. You don't have emotions. You don't have kas and jealousy and all that, and all these mitzvahs aren't shaykh to you. So what's going on here? Asks Rav Ephraim Waxman in a Shavua Shir years ago, isn't it obvious? So now Moshe Rabbeinu say this to the Malachim. So the Malachim didn't know this? The Malachim knew. Tell them Maksibay. Tell them what's written in the Torah. The Malachim know what the Torah is about. Had the Torah was up there in Shemaim, the Torah was created before the world was created. It's stuck of our Isa Bar Alma. And generations before the world, they knew what was. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu, you tell them what's in there? What exactly is the dialogue? Explain Rav Ephraim Waxman, quoting his son. He said the pshat is, Avada the Malachim know what says Kibud Av Aim. But they understood eating matzah. It's not really about eating the matzah. It's about the sod, the world of Kabbalah, of Jewish mysticism, are represented by what the matzah is. We will do in Shemayim what the matzah represents down here in this world. The same way the Chazal tell us, Avram Avinu, Yuma Chav Chesam Adbeis, Kedusha Pabeis Manalf was Mekayim the Torah before it was given. Why in the world would Avram Avinu eat a matzah if the Jews didn't leave Mitzrayim yet? Why would Avram Avinu sit in a sukkah if the Jews didn't have Ananiah covered? There were no clouds of glory. So why do a mitzvah that commemorates an event that didn't even transpire? How is it shaykh? To the extent that Rabbi Chiyo Yaakov Arming, the Sui Deish, writes in his tshuvas, Ein Echrami, they only kept the mitzvahs that were shaykh to keep. As argues the Maharal vehemently, the Maharal, the Briskarov, and most other opinions. So certainly he kept it, but he kept it in the world of Sod. And that's where Rechaim Beloshen writes explicitly in Evshachayim, Sharal Perachav Aleph, they were keeping the Torah in the world of Sod, which means what? There's an idea of eating matzah and doing what eating matzah represents. So they ate the matzah. Hashem just created the scenario of the Jews leaving Egypt in such haste that they wouldn't have time to go and wait for the bread to rise, and they would be compelled to eat the matzah, the unleavened bread. That would be the chitimsa, that would be the scenario, that would be the backdrop to bring the world, the mitzvah of matzah, from up there down here. But they understood what the sod was. When they shake a lulav, the gedolim, and they're thinking sodas, they're doing amazing things. Same way that Yankel the Chosid, a famous Maisa with a Hasidish Rebbe. I didn't hear the identity of the Rebbe. But Yaakov the Chosid wanted to hide in the room when the Rebbe was wrapping his Hoshanas by Lil Hoshana Rabba. And he was trying to hide and he wanted to see and experience all the holy kavanas that the Rebbe has. And the Rebbe saw Yaakov sticking out of the bookcase. He says, Yaakov, let me ask you a question. He says, you think just by watching me you're going to learn what I'm thinking of? I only know what to think because I learned the Psukim with the Mefarshim and the Gemara and the Rashi and the Taisus and the Rishonim and Achronim and then the Sifrei Kabbalah. That's why I know how to wrap those Hoshanas. And you got to go through the whole ball. You have to get the whole storyline. You can't just cut to the chase. There's a whole Amkus over here. So they know what they're doing. They see what they're doing. There's a world of Sod. And that's a world that the Goyim have no Shaychus to. And that's Mishpotim Baal Yadam. The Goyim have no Shaychus. They have their Zayimitzus, but it's not within that context of uniting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They are no shaykhs of, well, they become greater and now they'll be makabel more of the Torah. What you see is what you get. They have their information. They can learn the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, but they're not given the whole package. But it's more than the package. So the Shemi Shmuel says, Anochi le'ilchem epiya gevura shemam. We're hearing that from the gevura, not from Hashem. From Hashem as midas ha-gevura, midas ha-din, which means we got exactly in accordance with what we prepared. And meaning what? How much of a hachana and an avoda, toil and exertion and preparation went into the Sinai experience, that's how much of the Torah you were collating. So you might have heard all the information, but the depth, the profundity of that information, the Amkus HaDvarim, that was contingent on how much you prepared for it. That's Anochi Lecha Mipia Gvur Shemana, and it's not just Anochi Lo Yilcha, because the Vilna Gaon writes in his commentary on Shashira, Anochi that Asay encompassed therein all the 248 mitzvahs Asay, and Lo Yilcha encompassed therein in all the negative commandments, all the los ases. That's Yishakenim Nishikos Piyu. That's Anochi V'lo Yilcha Mepiyah Gevurah Shamanim. So what do we find when it comes to the Yidin, to Klal Yisrael? It's not Hashem is Higgin, he told us Torah in the past. He is Magid, he's continuously speaking to us. And now continuously in the sense of Mechanish V'tum V'choy Yotam Ma'asem Rishis is a new world every moment in time. The coal is coming out of our Sinai. Hashem is constantly telling us the Torah. We're constantly re-experiencing and re-enacting Matan Torah. There's always a Hischachus of the Torah. But more than that, the Chiddush and the Sfas Emesis, it's not just that Hashem is continuously teaching and telling us the Torah. It's that the Magid, the Verb of Yaakov, he's telling it to us, but all in accordance with where you're holding today. And if you're not in the same Madriga, the same spiritual level tomorrow, then you're not going to get the Torah the same way tomorrow. It's all going to be in accordance with where you're holding today. And that's why it's a lotion of Magid. What is Magid? Magid is the idea of the Arichas HaDvarim, writes the Sefer Bina Le'itim. Writes the Bina Le'itim, Magid is, I'm giving you everything. I'm giving you the Amkus, the Tamei HaMitzvahs, the Pirushim, I'm giving you the Paradis, the Pshat, the Remez, the Drush, the Sod, all the layers. And that stems with the Alshach. Alshach HaKadosh says, why do we call it V'Gadato Levincha HaGodo Shel Pesach? Because HaGodo says you have to tell over all the Hishtal Shulus HaDvarim, the entirety of all the contamination of events, all the raveling together of the story, mandates, you got to give over the whole story. Give over the Gansa Maisa, the whole saga from start to finish. That's why it's called the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the Passover Haggadah, Loshen V'Gadat El Vincha. But there's so many other Loshonas. We call it Sipir Sinsasayim. What's the unique appellation of Haggadah? Alshach says Haggadah means just keep talking. Keep talking, keep going. Amira is Asar Mamaris. I said a statement, that's an utterance. Asar Sadibris, they're also limited. Read the Asar Sadibris. You know what the Decalogue consists of. Read the Ten Commandments. What is the Haggadah? The Haggadah, this is just the basic format of the Haggadah. But we know Kolamarba, the Sapa, Reza, Meshuvah. Keep going all night, keep going out Shechar Fosu Sheino until sleep envelops you. Haggadah is the Riches Advarim. Haggadah is tell over the whole thing, all the Sipur Nishtash. The Sadvarim writes the Alshach, and that is what the Sfas Emes wants. Magid, I say it all over, all the Torah, all the Tiktukim, all the Tamei HaMitzvahs, and that's the Bina Leitim, give over the whole package, and that's Magid Devarav. What is it? Not Magid Amirov, it's Magid Devarav. What is the difference between an Amira and a Dibor? The many different explanations, we'll just work with Chazal. Second parak of Makos, Tap Yir Aleph, Amin Aleph, Amir is Loshen Rocha, Kosomer Leveis Yaakov, the beginning of Perak Yates, tell it softly and soothingly to the woman, Kosomer Leveis Yaakov, Isage Lebnei Yisro, Koshe Kegidim. like the tough sinews in the body. Kosher kegidim, that's Dibur Loshon Kosher. Magid Devarov LeYaakov. And that's why Magid, Kosher Kegidim, goes hand in hand now with Devarov. That's Kosoma LeBeis Yaakov, is Sagid LeBnei Yisrael. But it's not just Sagid. It could have said Magid LeYaakov. It's Magid Devarov. It's do what? Here the focus on Magid is not the Kosher Kegidim. That I'm already going to see from the Dibur Loshon Kosher. It means Magid, say it over all continuously. Hashem is constantly Magid, and he's saying over all the Dikdukim and all the Tamei Mitzvahs. And Devarov, he's saying all those Devarim LeYaakov, Chukov and Mishpatim the Yisrael, with all the Chukim, with all the Mishpatim, he's giving over all of the words, all of the messages, along with the mitzvahs called Chukim, and the mitzvahs called Mishpatim, he's giving that over all to Yisrael. He doesn't give that over to the Goyim. Let's understand exactly what that means. Writes the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Chesem and Beis. Gemara tells us, Amrei Shlokish, Ovi Kechavim Sheshova Schayim Isa. There are only two things that if a non-Jew does, he's Schayim Isa. Number one is keep Shabbos. Guy's not allowed to keep Shabbos. Which is why we have the famous Shaila of the Ben Ishchai and the Zimri Bina. What happens if a person gets a call 1 minute before Shabbos that your mother might not be Jewish? What do? If you keep Shabbos, you're in trouble. If you keep Shabbos and you're a guy, you're Chayim Isa. And if you don't keep Shabbos and you're a Jew, then you're also Chayim Isa. It's a catch 22. So what do? You can't keep Shabbos and not keep Shabbos. It's one or the other. And we have cases of people learning for Geirus, and we always tell them, go into the bathroom and turn on the light. Do something. Got to make sure that you do something. So the Ben Ishchai says, very simple. Now, this works really for a man, but he says a man should go ahead and wear tzitzis in a place where there's no Eruv. Because on the tzad that he's a Jew is obligated to wear tzitzis. He's not carrying an extra beged where there's no Eruv. On the tzad that he's a guy has no shaychus, no connection to the mitzvah tzitzis. He's now walking around with an extra garment in a place where there's no Eruv. So he's mechalel Shabbos. So you're going to have to understand, what are we going to do by a woman? And tzitzis, okay, it's not so posh. But some type of beged that would be miyuchad, you would have to start making such a cheshbon. A sheitel, think about it. Goyim also, they wear sheitels. So we would have to figure out what to do. But lamaisa, a guy can't keep Shabbos. And answer of Yochanan the Rebbe in Tessam and Aleph, Ovi Kachavim Shosik B'Torah Chai Misa. So again, Ovi Kachavim doesn't say that he's not allowed to hear Torah, he's not allowed to speak Torah, he's not to be Osik, he can't delve. What is Lasok B'Divrei Torah? You're making it an Asik, a business. That means you're delving deep into it. That means you're going into the Tamei Mitzvahs, you're going into the Svaris, into the rationale, the underpinnings of the underlying themes and the ideas behind all the Mitzvahs. That's what the guy can't do. That's given Dafka, that's Morosh. And that's part of what's given to us. Then we have another Gemara. Taisus deals with why and he too. And here the Gemara is a member of Ravami and Chagiga, the bottom of Yugimel Man Aleph. Ein Mosrin Devrei Torah. You cannot give over Devrei Torah to a guy. Shenemar, our pasuk lo asa chen l'chagai umishpatim ba'yidam. That means they have no shaychus based on this pasuk. Lo asa chen l'chagai. So what do we see from this pasuk? We have to understand that this all fits into the Magid, into the Devarim, into the Chukim, into the Mishpat. Because a guy, you can answer a guy's question. I've gotten asked this question a lot of times. People are at work, and they're non-Jewish colleagues and co-workers, they want to ask them questions. You're allowed to answer. The Netziv and many other Gedolei Poskim say, writes in Emek Sheila, you can answer their questions. You can tell them information. You can give them Bible trivia and Bible facts. The only answer is what? Ein Mosrin Torah Lakim. It doesn't even say Ein Melamdin Torah Lakim. The choice wording is not Ein Melamdin. You're not allowed to teach them. You can teach them. You can answer questions. It's Ein Mosrin. That means what? Mesora. Mesora means what do we give over? Our Mesora is you give over the whole package. You give over the Deraisas, the Derabonans, the Tamei Mitzvahs, the Pirushim, the Pshat, Remez, Rusot. It doesn't say in Malamdin Torlakim, it's Ein Mosrin. That's what the Marshal points out. The Loshen Ein Mosrin means Moser is connoting all of the Dedukim and the Tamei Mitzvahs and all the Pirushim. All the interpretations. That's Mosrin. And I saw Rabbi Tzalel Jolti in his Mishnah Siavit Sefer Zikoron, Ha'oris on the Hagdomas Haramim writes the same thing as does the Bereshev and Kuchas Akrits of Katan Yadali. All echoing the Marshal, Moser means you give over the whole package. And that works nicely with the Maral. Maral says in his Derech Chaim, the beginning of Perkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Moshe Kibbutz or Mesinai, Umesorah Yoshua. Why do we switch terminologies? Why not say Hashem was Moser the Torah to Moshe, and Moshe was then Moser to Yeshua? Moshe kibo Torah miSinai, and Yeshua kibo miMoshe. What happened to the Hagbalah to Lashon? Let's have the parallel structure set up. Right, it's the Maral. Moshe kibol is you can't get everything from Hashem. A mesira means I give you over the whole package. We have a mesora. Our transmission, halacha mishum Sinai, means everything gets traced back to Sinai, the whole package. And that's why Dead Sea Scrolls such an enormous archaeological discovery, because we could have 2,000 year lapse and we could find scrolls, handwritten scrolls from over 2,000 years ago, and it's kemat word for word, a few changes in letters here and there, kemat word for word, it's the same exact Torah. Nothing has changed. The same Sfarim. It's all the same thing for thousands of years. The immutable Torah. I'm a Mela. That's the idea. Maral says, the Moshe Kibo told me, say, you can't say Hashem was Moser. Moser connotes Hashem gave him over everything. You can't get everything that Hashem has. You can only be Makabel, that which Hashem allowed you and enabled and empowered you to be Makabel from him. A Novi is Makabel, whatever Hashem decides he's going to get. Moshe Kibo writes to Maral, he was Makabel, whatever Hashem told him to get at Sinai. And that's why Maral says, what do you mean Moshe Kibo? Moshe got the Torah from a mountain? Moshe kibbutz Torah mei Hashem. What do you mean Moshe kibbutz Torah mei Sinai? Shav Yaakov Emden says he only got the Torah because he made himself like Sinai, like the lowest mountain. He made himself humble. That's why he got it. That's what Yaakov Emden, Lachashma, beautiful drush, writes to Maral. You can't say Moshe kibbutz Torah mei Hashem. You can only say the whole point is Moshe kibbutz Torah mei Sinai. He got at Sinai whatever Hashem wanted him to get. He didn't get the whole package. Now Chazal say, what do you mean? Kamasha Talmud Vasek Asa Lachadish. Moshe got. He got everything. Does that mean you said over a vart today, Moshe knew that vart? Alav davka. Most Mepharshim explain he got the klolim. He got the klal. He didn't get every single little prat. He got all the klolim. Haraya, Menachos 29b. Moshe Rabbeinu says, who's this great Rabbi Akiva? Hashem showed him Don Novanosha. He goes to the shir of Rabbi Akiva, the Tana Lakid, the Govador. He sits in the eighth row. And what happens? He's listening to the shir. Moshe doesn't understand the shir. He doesn't know. Hashem says, he says to Hashem, why'd you give the Torah to me? Give it to Rabbi Akiva. And Cholash Alav Daiti. Moshe has Chalisha. He doesn't understand the shir. Can you imagine the one who gave us the Torah? He goes to hear the shir Rabbi Akiva, the 3 hours. People and he doesn't chop. Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem says, Moshe, stay to the end of the shir. And at the end of the shir, Rabbi Akiva, after 3 hours of pilpul, what's the last line? Halacha the Moshe Misina. And the Hainu, we have a Messiah. This is the Messiah we got from Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Akiva saying, I don't understand. What are the underpinnings? What's the mitzvah all about? So he gives a 3 hour pilpul that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't follow. Hashem says, but don't worry. He says, why? I gave you the end result. Moshe, I gave you the end result. He needs 3 hours of pilpul to get to the end result that I gave you. Stop. You got it right like this. He needs the whole pilpul to get to what you got. Mela, Moshe was appeased. So you see what? He didn't get every piece of information, otherwise naturally he would have been able to follow the shir. He got all the klolim. That's what he got at Sinai. He got all the klolim. But that's Ein Moshe. Moshe means Moshe Kibbutz Torah mei Sinai. He got everything that Hashem wanted him to get at the mountain. Doesn't mean he got every single thing. He got whatever Hashem wanted him to get when he stood at Sinai. Or Moshe, whatever he got, he gave over in its entirety to Yoshua. It's the Gemara Mufreshes explicitly in Temura 16a that the Moshe asked Yeshua right before his Petirah. Says, Yeshua, do you need me to go over and teach you anything? Yeshua says, Rebbe, I got it. I got it all. And Cholash Lavdai, he had Chalisha Sadas because he saw that Yeshua was Godel Kamoso. But what was the Chalai? He said, I did such a good job in giving it over and that Yeshua, he doesn't need me anymore. And that you can imagine, the Herzl Rebbe, he doesn't need me anymore. Yeshua Mamish got everything. That's Moshe Kiba on whatever he got, Masra. And that's where it's not Kiba anymore. It's Masra, Masra, Masra. He gave over the whole package. That's the opening mission on Perkei Avos.
Where's Shnev Chalisha Das? Hakomis got a chutzpah b'nei Talmida.
I was thinking,
why Shnev Chalisha Das?
I agree. It's the biggest nachas ruach for a Rebbe.
Havada, he's not, no, he was only Chalash of Daite. He wasn't jealous of Fakari. It's a tremendous part of Yeshua. It's that here he is saying, he doesn't need me anymore, meaning I want to be able to give him some more. More than the calf wants to milk the mother, cow wants to be milked. The cow wants to give. Moshe says, I want to give. I'm thirsty. I'm bottled up. I got to give. And Yeshua says, I don't need him anymore.
Nothing left to give over. Whatever he was recovered, he
exactly, but now we can at least understand the Chalash Lav Daite. He wanted to give it all. So that's Moshe Kibbutz Torah mei Sinai and whatever he had in Masa. So adds the Maral, Mesira means he gave over the whole package. There's no room for forgetting. It's Mamish the entire package. And that's why we could switch and we say these two people Kiblu from so and so. Why? Because there was still something missing with the Yerida Sadoros from the transmission after that point in time from Anshei Knesset Gedolah, and then it was Kibo Kiblu Mehem, and we didn't get the entire package. There were things that were lost along the way. Either way, what do we see? Ein Mosun Torah Lakim explains the Marsho, the Bereshev and Rav Jolti. Ein Mosun, you can't give them over the whole package. Why? Because they have no shaykhs to that. Because the whole package is part of our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch. Everything of the Tamei Amitzis that's unique to our relationship. That's the Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. Alright, Rashi, what's the Vav Achibur? What's the prefix Vav? Vav Achibur, Ma'ilu Misinai, Afeilu Misinai. What's the Chiddush? Of course it comes from Sinai. What do you mean? What's going on here? Does the Halami that didn't come from Sinai? The answer is, every Mishpat that we have in the page of the Torah goes right back to the same context of the relationship that was established at Sinai when we got married to Hashem Yisbarach, and Moshe was Mekablet from Hashem and he gave it over to Yeshua. Everything you're going to read in the page of the Torah goes right back into that. Meaning what? That's the Chiddush by Mishpatim. You might think something like Kibud Avim, something like don't kill, something like don't steal, something like take care of your avodim, kasaka daidech, you might have a havamina that even if there's no Torah, I'm going to do it. That's the difference. We do it because it's in the Torah. That's the Bar Tanur, the beginning of Perkei Avos. Why do we start Perkei Avos? Moshe Kibud Torah Mi-Sinai. Everything goes back to Sinai because you might think, well, Rav Eliel Opiansa, Deo Carnegie is to the Goyim with the Bali Musar up to the Jews. How could you not read over 15 million copies in print, how to win friends and influence people? Right? Everybody, of course you have to read Dale Carnegie. It's Dale Carnegie, Wayne Dyer, Anthony Robbins, Unlimited Power. I have to read all these people. And the other day, they teach us Gemalika things, but it's not from Sinai. And the messages on Pirkei Avos, even though they sound so familiar, everything is rooted as Mushush in Sinai. And that's why the commentary of the Vilna Gaon throughout Pirkei Avos is always finding the source to trace back every single Maimer Chazal, every statement, tracing it back to its source somewhere in the pages of Tanakh. Might be Mishlei, but everything is there in the Torah. That's Moshe Kimetur and said, that the guy may have no Shaykhus. Samalgia Devar of the Yaakov, Chuk of the Mishpot of the Yisrael. Hashem is constantly speaking his Diburim, the Loshon Kasha. What's Loshon Kasha? If we're just talking about basic info, basic information, that's not Kasha, that's Amira. Amira Psukim. The Gaim can also read the Psukim. Gaim can also go ahead and read. What are the Magid Devarim? And they're constantly speaking out the Tamim, it's the Pirushim, the Torah Shavapah. That the Gaim don't have. And that's Samalgia Devar of the Yaakov, Chuk of the Mishpot of the Yisrael. Not just the Chukim, but even the Mishpatim. That's the Chiddush. What do you mean? If it's Chukim, it's what to the Israel. Chukim and Mishpatim by Yadam. Turns says the guy, no Shaykh's the Chukim. They're not looking for Shanes. They mock us. Shanes, Basra, Cholov, Mina Milk. The Chiddush is, what do you mean? You have Mishpatim and we have Mishpatim. There's a world of a difference. Mishpatim by Yadam. Where? In the context of Ein Mosrin. And that old package deal, the Torah Shopeh. And that's what's difficult. The Medrash Tanchum and Parsha. Noach, what's difficult? Torah Shavuot Sav is not difficult. The guy I'm learning, they can translate the Bible, and you can read the Bible in English. What's the big deal? It's learning all the Pirushim. I mentioned that story of the first Talmud that was Echad to send to Israel. And then he was Harris, not important, and now he's Baruch Hashem. He got married to Balas Shuva from Neveh, and now he's a Kirov rabbi in the East Coast. But either way, he got Teisha Torah, and he said, show me the Torah. And he didn't know a word of Hebrew. He then went to an Opan for 6 months, but before then, he only knew English. And someone gave him an art scroll stone chumash. So he sat up for 2-3 days, and he read the whole art scroll stone chumash from beginning to end. He says, I finished the whole Torah. I said, Harris, sir, you didn't finish the whole Torah. That's just Torah. There's Tanakh, there's scriptures, there's Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Okay, where are the Nevi'im? Give me the prophets and the writings. Give me that. So we got him the green art scroll Tanakh. And now he says, okay, and he took another week, and he read word for word the whole art scroll green, and he says, that's it. And he ordered pizza, and we had a big siyum. He says, I finished the whole Torah in 2 weeks. Halavai, halavai. A big suit up, siyum. I'll never forget it. Arayom, 20 years ago. A siyum, we had Mama's pizza. He finished the whole Torah. He was so happy. I said, Aris, come back into the base marriage. And now you see these hundreds and hundreds as far. These are just commentaries on the Torah part. These are just hundreds of commentaries on the Nevi'im Ksuvim. These are now Rambam. That's the Torah part. This is the Babylonian Talmud. This is when my wife and I visited Rome many years ago, and we went to the forum, and of course the Arch of Titus, Tita Sarasha, and our tour guide, this is what the guy did for a living, and he was explaining that, oh, you see the menorah over here, that's because the Romans defiled the temple in the time of the Hanukkah story. So my wife says to him, and there were secular Israelis going like this, my wife says to him, we didn't want to embarrass him publicly. We pulled him over to the side during the break. Said, excuse me, sir, but I know this wasn't the Hanukkah story. That's the Greeks. The Greeks were the Hanukkah story. This is the Romans. This is, we're talking about a different one. This is the second destruction, the second temple. He says, really? I never knew that. Nobody ever told me. I had so many Jews on my tours and nobody ever told me. He says, where can I read about it? I said, well, you could start with the Babylonian Talmud Tractate Sabbath, the 21a, and you could start reading the whole story. He says, where can I get the book? I was alone. Where can I get the book? The book! 2711 folio pages of Babylonian Talmud, Jerusalem Talmud, millions of Mefarshim, the Rama, millions of Mefarshim. Then he said, he's still learning today. You can learn. The Vilna Gaon said, Torah Hashem Tamima. What Torah Hashem Tamima? Tehillim, Kapitul Yates. If I tell you, you can live 120 years, 24-7, take in a bucket and empty out the waters of the oceans of the world. You can work for 120 years straight, writes the Vilna Gaon. You can empty out, you'll empty out billions and billions of gallons. And you'll still look at it and you'll say, I didn't even make a dent. That's the Torah. However much Torah you learn, you still look at the vastness of the Torah and you say, I didn't even begin to scratch the surface. That's Torah Hashem Tamima. That's Mosrin. You can't give over the whole package. That's why it's so meduyak. Magid Devarav LeYaakov. Amagid Devarav, Hashem spoke Be'arichas Advarav, and he's still speaking today. The Diburim, the Lashon Kasha, what's that? The Torah Shemapeh. The Tamim, it's the Pirushim, the Lashon Kasha, the Amira. That's just the Psukim, that's the basic superficial info, that's an Amira. Devarav is all the tough stuff. LeYaakov, Chukim, Mishpatim, the Yisrael, he gave over all the Chukim and all the Mishpatim, the Yisrael, in that same context of Magid Devarav, gave over the entirety of the package and is still speaking to us today, but all in accordance with how much we prepare. So he didn't do that for Guy. So he didn't come over the package. So you might think, Chukim and Mishpatim Ma'idam. Chukim of other, they are Shaykhs to the Chukim. The Chinesh is, even the Mishpatim that they have, they also believe in honoring parents. The Yesodis Hakar Satov, they also believe you can't kill and you can't steal. But they're Mishpatim Ma'idam. They don't really have the Havana. They don't know all the Mepharshim. They don't know the Rambans and the Ramams and the Sefer Chinus. And they don't know all the Tamei Amitzis. And they don't know the Smag and the Smak and the Bahag, and they don't know all the Rishonim and the Gemara and all the Drushas and the Psukim. They don't know the whole package deal. That's why the Chiddush is what? They lamashpotim. To tell me the Chukim go back to Sinai, of course I know how that's traced to the Sinai experience. Mishpotim, things that are obvious, that are common sense. You think I need to go back to Sinai? Yeah, our Mishpotim go back to Sinai. They also have Mishpotim. But their Mishpotim, are you dumb? They don't have a Shaychus. They don't connect to that. And that's a whole different ballgame. And we have Magid Devar of the Yaakov, Chuk of the Mishpot of the Yisrael, and we go by Messiah. And with that, we can understand something that Mamish intrigued me for years. And we know there's a commandment to teach your children Torah, and there's a commandment to teach your Talmidim, your students Torah. Which one comes first in the Torah? Once we have the tzivoy, the command, we have limatim osam asbeneichem, that you have to teach Torah to your children, and we have shinat alanecha, you'll teach your Talmidim. Now, let's go to the first Parsha Shema, Parsha Sveschon, Perek Vav, Pasuk Zayin. What are we reading? We're going back, and this is, remember, the same Parsha as the Lucha Shanias. This is Matan Torah. These words of the Torah, Har Sinai, should be on your heart. And what should you do with them? The first command is what? Give it over to your sons, right? Mm-hmm. Your sons. And then with the Matan Moses B'nechem, it should be what? Now teach it over to your other Banim, your students. Mm-hmm. Samar Rashi says. The first mention of Bonim is not Bonim. Vishinat al-Manecha Rashi says, Elu ha-Talmidim. This is a reference to your students. Matzinim ha-Chamokim, that Talmidim are called Bonim, because the Pasuk later on, Rei, Perkidal, Pasuk Aleph, says, Bonim atem l'Hashem l'Okechem. Then we have in Parshas Ekev, V'limatim osam esbeneichem, and that's the second Parsha of Kriya Shema. And what does it mean, V'limatim osam esbeneichem? There it means to teach your children. And that's where we learn, B'neichem lo b'noseichem. Other tzivuyim, but it's with the amount of most of b'neichem. That's the parsha, the second parsha of Kriya Shema. What's going on here? Shouldn't I first have the tzivuy to teach your children? And then tell me, if you're Rashi, tell me the first bonim means literally bonim, and the second one. The answer is what? That we're talking about Mesorah. It's not just about giving over information, it's about Mesorah. And Mesorah is Rebbe to Talmud, educator to pupil, mentor to disciple. It very often can be one and one the same. First of all, your students are like your biological children, and the father, and kilo yoldo, right? 100% kilo yoldo. Komalamid es benchoretz etziv from your mamish gave birth to him, so it is bonim. But why is that first? Because the ikar is the mesora that's teaching to what to talmidim. We need the Masorah to continue. The father could also be the Rebbe. And many Gedolim who their father was the main Rebbe. First thing is establishing the Masorah. It's got to be Rebbe to Talmud. In addition to Rebbe to Talmud, and making sure that we continue the Masorah, there's also a tzivah that you have to teach your own children. But the starting point is, make sure to pass on, it's got to be Masorah. That's Pirkei Avos, that's the inyan of going from one to the next. And now we go to the Chida. Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai writes in his Perush on Tehillim called Yosef Tehillos. Yosef Tehillos, and many different Svarim. The Chida wrote really over 80 Svarim. There are different sets of Kol Sifrei HaChida. A lot of the Svarim are not so well known. This is one of the lesser known ones. Yosef Tehillos, a Perush on Sefer Tehillim. And I'll mention the story. In fact, I mentioned it to someone just today because we had a lunch and learn this afternoon. So I mentioned this to the person sitting next to me, and we were talking about how many people remember after they leave lunch. What do you remember better when you walk out of a lunch and learn? Do you remember the Torah that the speaker said, or do you remember what you had for lunch that day? Shows us where our hearts are, right? Where our mind is. If I ask you today, tell me, what did you learn this morning in the daf? What did you learn this morning in the shir? Or tell me, what did you have for breakfast and lunch, right? If you can remember the breakfast, they say the Chazon Ish never knew what he ate. Chazon Ish never asked. And once he became a mitzvah, he never asked for a piece of food. He ate whatever his mother or his wife brought in front of him. And if they forgot to bring him food, he just didn't eat. He never asked for food. Can you imagine? Imagine, what if you brought the Chazon Ish to a restaurant? What would you? There's no shaykhs. A menu? There's no shaykhs. Never asked for food. How many people spend a half hour on the menu? I just get something. Anyway, you always know that the person sitting next to you always got the better dish. Right? The grass is always greener. No matter what you got, he always got something better. Right? Do we remember the shiurim? Rav Avi Yosef had quadruple bypass surgery towards the end of his life. And his son, David Yosef, after waking up from the anesthesia, he was sent by the doctors, test your father, see, is your father coherent? Can we speak to him now? Is he coherent? Says, I'll test my father, it'll only take me a minute. Says, Abba, he says, where does the Chida write such and such? She says, and this in the Sefer, and this in this page, and this line. She says, Abba, when was the last time you saw that idea by the Chida in the Sefer? He says, 60 years ago. He says, Abba, what did you have for lunch yesterday? When he saw in a Sefer 60 years ago, he remembered Rav Avi Yosef. And what he ate for lunch yesterday, he didn't remember. Because ish lefi mahalalo, you remember what's in your heart. What do you really want in life? That's what you remember. I told you the story. I had a charusa in Karen B'Yavna, and in high school, he memorized the entire baseball encyclopedia. You ask him who played first base for the Yankees in 1957. You ask him the batting average of so-and-so. He knew Mavish everything. He knew the whole encyclopedia, ice cold. And one day he was crying. He says, I'm going to get into Shemayim, and Hashem's going to say Chayim. He says, Sanuk, tell me over the Torah you learned.
He's going to strike out.
He says, I'm going to get up to Shemayim. He says, yeah, I was going to say, Hashem, I can't remember all the Torah. He says, but you remember the baseball encyclopedia? Because if there's a will, there's a way. Read Joshua Foer's Moonwalking with Einstein. A regular guy, a Jewish journalist, and he went to the memory. He was asked to go and interview people in the memory contest that they hold annually in New York City. And all these people memorizing cards and numbers. And he says, maybe I could do it. And he trained, and he took a train. And he won the next year. He won the annual memory contest in New York. And he showed, and he writes this book with certain techniques. And if you read Harry Lorraine, George Lucas, Kenneth Higby, 1976, Your Memory, all these different techniques, there are ways to go and remember things. And if there's a will, there's a way, right? If there's a will, there's always a relative nearby, right? If there's a will, there's a way, right? Ain't over for any rots in the Zohar Kodesh, Chaylek Beis, Daf Reish Samach Beis, Amen Beis, Ha'ein, Ha'kol, Ha'kol Tluyin, Miravos, everything is totally in rots. If you want it, you can have it. So that's, it's all the Cheshek. So the Chidor wrote a Perush on Tehillim. Well, that was a digression. I apologize. Adds the Chida. He says, what's going on over here? He says as follows. He says, Lafib Shuto, Magid Rav Yaakov. Those are the Bonim Ketanim. And that's why it's Yaakov. Why the Yaakov versus Yisrael? The Meshach Chochma, the Panim Yofos. Many different Perushim over here. Why we switch from Yaakov to Yisrael. The Chida says as follows. We're talking about giving over the Torah to Yaakov, those are the Bnei Ketan. Those are the regular folk. And the point of Yom Kippur also, it's like the regular people. Regular people are called Yaakov, the Tamid HaChacham, the leaders. They're called Yisrael. Samal Gedvar, you give over all the regular information, you give that over to the Yaakov. The people who are Yaakov, they can handle it. The Chukim and Mishpatim and all that those entail, that will be understood by the Dayanim, by the Manhigim, by the Gedolim, by the leaders. They'll be understood by the Yisrael Shekoch Behem, Lahavin Echukim HaMishpotim, Rumon V'Omkon, Taimon V'Nimukon, HaKol Mesukon, and that Lo Sechen L'Chol Goy. But if you're going to say, what do you mean? The Torah was written in Septuagint, and the Torah was translated into 70 languages, and the Goyim also have it. No, Mishpotim HaYadam, what do they have? They can write over Torah Shebechsav, and they can have basic commentary about Torah Shebechsav. Was lo nichtava. They don't have it. There's no way that they'll ever have it. And that's why the Ramchal explains the Das Vunos beautifully. Ramchal says, why do we have a concept of Chisuri Mechsor Vachi Ketani? Many different explanations. We spoke out the Tefresh Yisrael last week. Why do we have words often left out of the Mishnayos? Right? So Moshe Chaim Lutzatu and Das Vunos. Because if Rebbe Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote every single thing down, then you would say, I don't need a Rebbe. What do I need a Rebbe for? Why do I need to go to Shir? What do I need to go? I'll just take out my art scroll. Everything is there. And now once I have everything, everything is there. I don't need a Rebbe. I don't need a Mesora. I don't need to go to Yeshiva. I'll just take out the English translation. But we know that so much is conveyed by body language. So much is conveyed by Mesora, by Pilpa, by Pilpa Chaverim, by talking it out, by question, by answer, etc. It's a whole process. If you would put every morsel of information, and then you would have what? Right? Some Chai, you would say, I don't need a Mesora any longer. So Rebbe Bedavka left out crucial words that he would say, wait a second, how do I make sense of the Mishnah? Oh, I need a Rebbe. Oh, I need to go to Shir. I need to ask my Rebbe. I need to be part of the Mesorah. That's the Mesorah. That's Moshe Kiva Torah Mesinai. That's Mishpotim Bayidom. Learn from the Pasuk, the idea of Ein Mosrin Torah Lakum. The Goyim, they don't have that. They don't have the Tamei Mitzvahs. They don't have that whole to do. So with that, just to close, I remember when I was in Johns Hopkins, I had a professor I got very friendly with, Dr. Stephen Vicchio. And Rabbi Foreman was in the same program. Rabbi Foreman here from the neighborhood was in the same program. Rabbi Foreman did one of the first art school Gemaras. He did an art school Gemara in Kedusha. And he gave one to Dr. Stephen Vicchio. He was in the same graduate program as I was. And he gave a volume to Dr. Stephen Vicchio. And Dr. Stephen Vicchio said he was fascinated by the art school Gemara. Why? Because he was a scholar and he had seen other English translations. And now when he saw the art school Gemara and he was taking a look at the notes and everything and he saw what's really going on in the pages, he was mamash blown away. He couldn't believe, and this is someone who wrote books, who wrote plays, and he told Rabbi David Foreman, who communicated this to me as well, and I asked him about it. The professor said yes, he told this, and he told to me, I remember I was traveling with him in an elevator in the building, and he said if he would do his life all over again, he'd be an Orthodox Jew. Mm. This is a person in the world of academia. This is a person who wrote books and plays, and Notre Dame University, head of the philosophy department and a top professor at Johns Hopkins in the graduate program, and he said if he could do his life over again, he'd be an Orthodox Jew. Why? He just couldn't believe it. The combination of the art school Gemara and how that got him to start learning and studying, he says the amount of what's going on in the Torah, he just can't believe what's out there. You can study Bible, the Havdil, and you can have certain basic Bible credit, but the scope, the magnitude, the sheer, the mass amount of information and the commentary we have on every single word, every single letter, every single line, that the non-Jews have no shaykhs to. No matter all the biblical scholars that they are, that package they don't have, and that's David HaMelech says, Hallelujah, for that I praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's Magid Devarim, and sometimes it's kosher, it's difficult, but we get it in accordance with how much we toil, but the Chukim HaMishpatim Baal Yedom, they don't know. They think they know, they don't know. Hallelujah, for that it's Kedai to praise. That's Perkei Avos, it sounds the same. Ours gets back to Sinai, Ma'elim HaSinai, Af'elim HaSinai. That's Perkei Avos beginning, Moshe Kiyubo Tov HaSinai. We get the package deal, we get the Amkus, we get the depth, and that they have no Shaykh to. That's the S'chus, that's what we have to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu for. Hashem should be Zoicha to keep learning the Torah, to delving deeply, to be Zoicha to keep hearing the Kol HaTorah from Har Sinai.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.